Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. We are here to talk to you about a principle that will help you with your lives, that will help to make your lives easier, make your lives flow more easily. Today we're talking with Susan as much as with you all about the principle of simplicity. Everyone, settle back, get comfortable, get ready to listen, to receive. There is nothing easier and more simple than receiving. It only requires that you let go of doing anything else. Okay, I think it's time for me to tell you what's going on, where we are, and why simplicity is a topic that has been active in my life. I guess I would say the star beings keep talking to me about it in the last few days. I've been for almost 2 weeks now in Capilla del Monte in Cordoba, in a cabana in front of Mount Oritorco, which is very beautiful and has beautiful, strong energy. But the energy is not limited to Mount Oritorco. The special energy of this area is all along this cordillera, which is a mountain range, for some distance. I don't really know how far it is. Three people have told me different versions of the story, that there is a layer of bedrock, crystal, basalt, something beneath the earth all along here, and it holds and transmits the frequencies and attracts the frequencies from the cosmos. It certainly is noticeably a high frequency area, and it affects people who are sensitive to energy, which probably most people listening to this podcast will be. So I'm here on a mission, which is to find a house to rent, because the star beings have said they want me to come here. They want me to base my life here. And I'm looking in an area, a very specific area, in a beautiful and kind of magical little town called La Cumbre. So the star beings just told me that they had found a house for me before I came here, weeks before I came. They'd found the house. It was going to be easy to find. Sometimes my definition of easy isn't exactly theirs, you know, because it's an area that attracts a lot. It's very beautiful, very green, hills, trees, attracts a lot of tourism. And a lot of homeowners want to rent their houses for tourism because they make more money in less time. So it's a little harder to find houses for year-round rental. Nevertheless, I was told that when I got here that my friends would find the house for me or help me find the house. And I had met three people before I got here on this trip, on my previous trip in January. And this time I met, through them, another person who just has welcomed me into her home so many times and introduced me to someone else. And they're all connecting people. I have suddenly a network of people looking for this house for me. But nevertheless, I'm here longer than I expected to be, and it's entirely open-ended. The star beings have said, just wait a few more days. This house will become available. So I'm pretty used to listening to what they say and trusting, but even so, our minds can't stop trying to figure it out. That's the deal. So the other day I was asking the star beings about simplicity. Let me see what they want to tell us about simplicity. Simplicity, why was I asking about simplicity? They want me to explain this. Because there are people here who've chosen very different lifestyles. And we all have a persona. We all create our persona according to our own personal tastes. We choose the the clothes we wear, the foods we eat, the kind of house we live in, the kind of vehicle we drive or not, and everything we do in life, it's an expression of who we are or who we want to think we are. And I was thinking about how a lot of times we make judgments about other people's choices of lifestyle. A lot of people think that there's a particular lifestyle that's more, or particular choices about what you wear or eat or how you spend your time that, or where you live, that is more aligned with spirit than others. What is the truth about that? I said, okay, I recognize that these people are, there are people who seek simplicity by living with less money and lifestyles they think of as more simple. And really, simplicity is something that I've wanted in my life. I thought I wanted a more simple life. I don't know if I've ever managed to create it, but I have lived with little money and I've lived with a lot of money. And I have to say, living with a little money is no simpler. It creates more fear and worry than living with abundance. You can spend all your time just trying to get to town to get groceries and back. So I started asking the star beings, what is simplicity really? If it is not about whether you have a little, is it, if it's not based on just having less money or wearing certain kinds of clothing and choosing certain activities, what is simplicity? I'm seeking simplicity. These people who live very different lives are seeking simplicity. What is it we really want? And they started talking to me about the simplicity of the soul. So I said, what is simplicity of the soul? So let's start there today. Simplicity of the soul. How would you explain that to me, star beings, to all of us? Simplicity implies letting go. It implies that you don't need to think so hard. It means let go of your thoughts, let go of your judgments, let go of your feelings. When we said receiving is the simplest thing you can do, that's what we were talking about. Because when you're trying to think and figure things out, invent your life with your mind, you're simply clogging up the works. They're showing me plumbing with clogs in it. The flow of energy from the universe brings you what you need. And you know this, you know this, you know this. It brings you what you want. It brings you what you allow it to bring you. But it cannot bring you what you will not allow. And so very often, human beings, in their attempts to create something they have a vision of, they get impatient, they get afraid, they don't trust in their own power as creators to create this, to manifest it. They think their creative power lies in their imagination, their human mind, their ability to construct something from nothing. And that is entirely the opposite of the truth. It's entirely the wrong way to go about it. Listen, listen, listen. What are we listening for and what are we listening to? First of all, you're listening to your own self, your inner self, your higher self. The clues, the next steps, all come from within. But if you cannot hear that inner voice or notice the clues, many people simply see the clues before them. But you have to be aware, you have to be noticing. And if your mind is busy thinking what else it needs to do, can do, how can I solve this problem? If your mind's trying to solve what you consider the problem, which we would just call a puzzle, you're not listening. You're not noticing, you can't receive. So the reason to live a simple life is so that you can receive everything you're asking for. So you can receive the guidance, the next steps, and get to the goal, get to the end of your journey. And here we're not speaking about your lifelong journey, we're speaking about the journey toward your next creation. You're all starting new lives right now. You're all starting new phases in your life. Even if you're not yet aware that you are starting a new life, you are. And this is why we wish to talk about simplicity right now. Because human beings have been so confused about what is simplicity. They define it in so many different ways. Sometimes they define it as limitation or lack even. And that is not simplicity. Simplicity is, it's not about how many or how few possessions you have. How many or how few thoughts do you have? How much information do you need to hold in your own human mind, all of which is present in your energy field? Think about that. Every thought is creating a vibration in your energy field. Every thought affects your dominant vibrations. The strongest vibrations in your field are the ones that bring their counterpart into your lives. And this is a wonderful example. The search for a home. Many people are searching for homes right now. You may be searching for a job. You may be searching for more joy in your life. You may be searching for a new relationship. You may be searching for all kinds of things. You may be searching for your higher self, your inner self, and your inner connection. And we can help you with that. We can help you. We are helping you right now today on this podcast. Susan is going to be able to help you. We are going to be able to help you through her work and her words. So yes, we're searching. And okay, so you're saying this is a perfect example. Please connect the ideas of searching for something new in our lives and simplicity, because usually that is not a connection that we make. When we're thinking about how to find something, we're not thinking, how can I be more simple? So what is the connection again? I kind of get it, but I think you need to reiterate it in some more words. Clearing your energy field is becoming more simple. Clearing your mind is becoming more simple. And being more simple is not more virtuous, it's more effective. It's more effective in receiving what you want. When your thoughts include 15 different options for finding the thing you want, and different varieties of the thing you want. Maybe this house will be good enough. Maybe I could do that. Maybe I could live here. Could I make myself fit into this job or that relationship? You're clouding the signal you're sending out. You're polluting it. You're vibrating at many different frequencies at the same time, and there's no one dominant frequency, which is the image of exactly what you want. This is why we've been telling you through friends, through yourself, through various media, that you need to define more clearly what you want and what you don't. And you need to know that you deserve what you really want. Okay. There's a... All right. So simplicity just means having fewer thoughts, paring away all that we really don't want and not focusing on that, and carrying less fear about whether we're going to get what we want. Is that what you're saying? Think how simple life would be if all you had to do was say, this is what I want. this is what I'm looking for. This is where I want it to be. This is what I'm choosing. And if you were doing that in a way that was completely in alignment with your soul, your higher self, and the source, because that is what creates a clear and open channel. That alignment is essential. So we align, because then you know that your desires are the desires that are part of the greater plan, we could say, for your life. The plan, which is never fixed, it's not immutable, it's not written in stone, but it is an outline. And you have guides, and you have supporters, you have your star being team, you have your team of higher dimensional beings from wherever they are, and you have your own source self, your own individuated aspect of source, that all have an image of what it is you can do in this life, what will make you happiest, what will bring you greatest joy, and therefore enable you to most fully express who you are. So we try to release, or we do release. What do we need to release to achieve simplicity? Thoughts about how you're going to achieve this. How is not your business. How is something that will only limit you, because the ways that you can imagine are just a tiny fraction of the possible ways that the thing you're looking for could arrive in your life. And so you're limiting when you ask yourself, when you let your mind get carried away with thinking about how you might be able to get this, what it could do to make it easier and make it happen faster, because your mind is impatient and has an idea that it needs to happen right now. Let go of how and thoughts about how. This is like pruning the underbrush, you know? It's like if you cut all the underbrush away from a tree, what you have is a clear, they're showing me this image, a clear park we call it here, or a lawn, let's say, a yard or a field. It's all clear, and then there's a tree in the middle. When you take away all the extraneous thoughts about how, and all the weeds of fear that it won't happen, that you can't, that you're not good enough, that you don't deserve, that nobody loves you enough to want you, that the spirit and the source of all do not want you to have this thing you want, take away the fear of that. Just let it go. It has nothing to do with who you really are. Fears don't belong in your energy field. And we know that you carry them. You carry them in your throat. You carry them in your heart. You carry them in your mind, in your belly. You carry them. But they don't belong. They are not you. And we're going to clear those weeds for you pretty soon here. So we let go of wondering how and thoughts about it and trying to invent the answer to how. And we let go of our fears that this will never happen or we're not good enough. What other things do we need to let go of in order to be a really clear and open channel to receiving our guidance and the signals and the thing itself that we're looking for? What else should we let go of to be more simple? Needing to know everything all at once. Needing to know it all with your human mind. Needing all the facts. All the facts, all the information. Your human mind wants every piece of data so it can analyze and project into the future based on what happened in the past, what may happen in the future, which only limits your future possibilities. Think about this. Today you have a perfect metaphor, which is the internet. What could be simpler than sitting down at your computer or picking up your phone and typing in the question that you have in your mind, the information that you want, or the name of the thing you're looking for, and you let the search engine find it for you. And then you're presented with a list of choices, and you pick a choice. And if that one doesn't turn out to be right, you pick another one. Very often, human creation reflects the higher realities. The human creation is a metaphor for the inner reality. Because as you know, as within, so without, as above, so below. The world, what you call the material physical world, is a mirror, a reflection of the frequencies, the energy you carry within you. So your eternal aspect, your higher self, always is aware of the eternal realities of all the possibilities. And so human beings create a world that reflects those realities when they're attuned. And sometimes when people focus very closely on a creation project, they're just letting the energy flow. You ask any artist, writer, songwriter, musician, what happens when they're creating? It's the same thing that happens when someone is writing a computer program. When they're really in it, not thinking about it, just doing it, it's flowing from within. So use this as your metaphor for your own creations. The information, all the data, is out there in the universe. You don't need it in your human mind. Your physical brain doesn't need to discover it. We know what it is. You know what it is. A simple life is easier because you don't have to try so hard. That's why people want a simple life. They want to stop trying so hard. They want to stop thinking so hard. They want to stop being so busy. They want to stop making so much effort. They want life to flow with ease and grace. And life can flow with ease and grace, and you deserve for your lives to flow with ease and grace. And this is what we wish to help you with today. To become simple in the soul sense, to have simplicity of the soul, which just means you're simply listening, you're simply receiving, you're opening the channel, and you're allowing all the higher aspects of yourself, which includes the source, because you are connected, you are an expression of the source, you are a ray of light, you could say, from the great central sun of the source. You have that channel already within you, and you just need to learn to tune into it. Just practice it. It's not just about learning it, it's about practicing it, because many, many, many of you already know all these principles, but doing them is something else. Doing them takes practice. It takes a certain amount of discipline. It takes not allowing your human mind to run rampant and make your choices for you. Don't let that mind make your choices for you. It's not equipped. It was never intended to be the manifester of your life. You have a higher mind for that. You have an inner self. You have two sides to your brain. You have the left brain analyzer, communicator, projector of outcomes. And you have the right brain receiver. Receiver of information from the body and beyond the body, from the energy field, from the source, from the cosmos. Most people simply don't know how to use that. Don't know how to tune into it, don't know how to maintain their connection and keep their channel open. You are all channelers of the light. You were created to channel the light. To channel means simply to be open, to receive, to allow it to flow. And that expression, go with the flow, captures perfectly what we're talking about. So, Star Beings, you said you're going to help us clear our channel. Take a deep breath, everyone, and release. Close your eyes if you haven't already. Be still. Be still. They're saying, be still within. Be still without, that you may be still within. I choose simplicity. I choose simplicity. They want you to say this. They want you to choose it. If you do, choose it now and declare it. I choose simplicity. I choose simplicity. I choose simplicity. Anything you say three times is just infinitely more powerful in your energy field. You're sending a message that is way more powerful out there into the universe. And you're also training your human intellect, your left brain, your ego mind. You're telling it what you choose. You're teaching it. Okay, I choose simplicity. Now we're going to clear everyone's field. Life is more marvelous than you can ever imagine. Allow it to flow into you, through you, and expand through you to express exactly who you are in this world as your own creations. As your own creations. Thank you. Thank you. You are being simple when you allow that to happen. That doesn't mean that you don't use your human intellect. It is useful, but is not the creator of your life. Remember that. Stay open, stay clear. Okay. I align. I attune. I allow. Those three phrases, statements, or something the Star Beings told me a long time ago, or my guides. And they reiterated them. They reminded me this week. I align, meaning I align my will, my energy field with my soul and my eternal self, my individuated Star Being self or individuated Source self, and the Source. I align with my eternal aspect. That's all you need to know. I align my intention so that my higher intention comes through as my human intention. We're on the same page. I align. I attune, meaning I'm tuning in by my choice to attune. I'm saying, tune me up. Attune me to the frequencies of my higher self so that the energy can flow freely from above to below, from the source to me, through me, as me. That's attunement. I allow. And allowing means getting out of the way, being simple, releasing fear, releasing trying to figure it out, releasing the question of how, just being, allowing and saying, I allow. Meaning, I allow you to make this manifest in my life, to make it appear. I allow myself to arrive at the end of my journey. Every journey is intended to have an end point. If you've been looking for something a long time, you are intended to find it. We're not just intended to seek, we're also intended to find. The point of seeking is to arrive, to find. Our journeys have endpoints, and we have many journeys in life. In our lifetime journey, which is just a tiny part of our eternal journey of existence. So, my dear friends, I hope that you are feeling clearer, that you see life a little more clearly, and you're feeling that it's a little simpler than you realized, and you're able to remember to tune in and be simple, to embrace the simplicity of the soul. I align, I attune, I allow. Try using that as your mantra. So, until next time, this is Susan Rensberger. And before I leave you, I want to invite you to chat with me. If you would like to chat about your spiritual path, your spiritual journey, where you are, what you need, how I could support you, feel free to go to susanrensberger.com or voicesfromthestars.com and click on the Chat with Susan button. Because you can send me an email and I will get back to you and we'll set up a time for a 20-minute chat about how I can help you, how I can support you, what you need, and where you are. I'd really love to know my listeners better, and you could help me by doing that. Thank you. So this is Susan Rensberger speaking from Capilla del Monte. on my way to live in La Cumbre in Cordoba, Argentina. Magical places, both of them. Sending you love and light and blessings on my behalf and with the support and assistance and guidance and love of the star beings. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.